Donald Trump, Roe v. Wade was a constitutionally flawed ruling. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on January 18, 2021. President Trump has declared January 22, 2021, National Sanctity of Human Life Day, calling for every human life, born and unborn, to be protected, valued, and cherished. Every human life is a gift to the world, Trump asserts in Monday's presidential proclamation. Whether born or unborn, young or old, healthy or sick, every person is made in the holy image of God. The president also denounced the Supreme Court's fateful 1973 decision that made abortion on demand the law of the land in a ruling that has cost 50 million American lives. This month, we mark nearly 50 years since the United States Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, Trump notes. This constitutionally flawed ruling overturned state laws that banned abortion and has resulted in the loss of more than 50 million innocent lives. The pro-life movement is awakening America's conscience and restoring the belief that every life is worthy of respect, protection, and care, Trump declares. Because of the devotion of countless pro-life pioneers, the call for every person to recognize the sanctity of life is resounding more loudly in America than ever before. He said, adding that today, more than 3 out of every 4 Americans support restrictions on abortion. The president also cited his record of pro-life actions, including the restitution of President Ronald Reagan's Mexico City policy, which bans federal funding of overseas abortions, and defense of the conscience rights of doctors, nurses, and organizations like the Little Sisters of the Poor. As a nation, restoring a culture of respect for the sacredness of life is fundamental to solving our country's most pressing problems, he said. When each person is treated as a beloved child of God, individuals can reach their full potential. Communities will flourish, and America will be a place of even greater hope and freedom. The United States is a shining example of human rights for the world, the president notes. However, some in Washington are fighting to keep the United States among a small handful of nations, including North Korea and China, that allow elective abortions after 20 weeks. I join with countless others who believe this is morally and fundamentally wrong, and today, I renew my call on the Congress to pass legislation prohibiting late-term abortion, he said. We resolve to defend the lives of every innocent and unborn child, each of whom can bring unbelievable love, joy, beauty, and grace into our nation and the entire world, Trump states. I ask every citizen of this great nation to listen to the sound of silence caused by a generation lost to us, and then to raise their voices for all affected by abortion, both seen and unseen, he concludes. President Ronald Reagan made U.S. history when he established the National Sanctity of Human Life Day in January 1984. In his proclamation of the feast, President Reagan said the values and freedoms of Americans rest on our fundamental commitment to the sanctity of human life. The first of the unalienable rights affirmed by our Declaration of Independence is the right to life itself, he said, a right the Declaration states has been endowed by our Creator on all human beings, whether young or old, weak or strong, healthy or handicapped. Since 1973, however, more than 15 million unborn children have died in legalized abortions, a tragedy of stunning dimensions that stands in sad contrast to our belief that each life is sacred, he said. These children, over tenfold the number of Americans lost in all our nation's wars, will never laugh, never sing, never experience the joy of human love, nor will they strive to heal the sick, or feed the poor, or make peace among nations. Abortion has denied them the first and most basic of human rights, and we are infinitely poorer for their loss, he said. Americans' acceptance of abortion makes us poorer for the erosion of our sense of the worth and dignity of every individual, Reagan said. To diminish the value of one category of human life is to diminish us all, he said. Slavery, which treated blacks as something less than human, to be bought and sold if convenient, cheapened human life and mocked our dedication to the freedom and equality of all men and women. Can we say that abortion, which treats the unborn as something less than human, to be destroyed if convenient, will be less corrosive to the values we hold dear? From 1984 on, National Sanctity of Human Life Day was celebrated every year in America on January 22, the anniversary of Roe v. Wade, until it was abolished by President William Jefferson Clinton in 1993. Follow @WilliamsRome.